Welcome to the Cody Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and before I get started, I've been playing around with some of the audio, so hopefully it sounds a little bit better. Previously, it sounded a bit tinny, so I'm trying to get the audio to a higher quality level, and hopefully it's going to be showing in this episode. Small steps, hopefully we'll get to where I kind of want it to be at the moment, just small improvements. But anyway, to get started with this episode, I want to talk about a feature that's really going to benefit anyone who's using Heroku, and that's the Heroku Review Apps is now generally available. So it's coming out of beta, and now you can use it basically on any application through Heroku. Now, if you're not too sure what Heroku Review Apps are, I'll go through one of the excerpts. Review apps are the instant disposable Heroku app environments that can spin up automatically with each GitHub pull request. They allow developers and their teams to automatically build and test any pull request, updated at every push at a temporary shareable URL. When the pull request is closed or merged, the review app is deleted. GitHub users are notified of all of this right in the pull request web interface, which is fantastic. So it allows you to essentially get some QA on a new feature you might be bringing into your application, allows you to get stakeholders involved and things like that. So to just give a quick little summary, what you actually get is realistic test environments, and they're on demand and you don't have to do anything. It just automatically happens for you. So that's nice. It makes, as I've always said about automating processes, these are one of those things that certainly become a huge benefit. It also gets the team involved, seeing as multiple people can come along and try it out actually in a test environment that's going to mimic closely to your production environment. It's not like you're pulling it down in your own test machine and playing around there. It's actually going to be deployed on a very similar environment. So the next thing is secure deployments, and it has support for Heroku private spaces. So for anyone who's using Heroku private spaces, that's a big win for you. So to touch on the secure deployments and the support for Heroku private spaces, so you've got teams that want to restrict deployments to certain developers or build managers, can restrict deploy permissions on production or staging apps for compliance or security reasons without restricting the ability of developers to create, use, and share review apps. So they've covered off on that kind of business side of things, where people do want to really lock things down in their processes within Heroku. So it's nice that they've considered that. Now you might be thinking, okay, this is cool. How do I get started? So to get started with the review apps, you just log into Heroku, you create a pipeline from your main dashboard, and connect your pipeline to the GitHub repo, so for whatever project that is. And then with the deployment to an app in staging, in the review apps column of the pipeline, you can then enable and configure your review apps in just a couple clicks from there. So it's a very simple process. It's fairly out of the way. Like it's not a hard thing to get into, so they've made it quite easy. I've heard a lot of mixed reports about how people are using it, but most people are, because the thing that comes up is the actual cost. Like, this is going to cost me a lot if I'm spinning up apps similar. But from what I've heard from a few people is they just make sure, because you can configure, if you're not too sure, you can configure these review apps with certain environment variables and certain settings for those review app boxes. So you've got a lot of granular control there. But a lot of people just keep it on like a free tier, essentially, and or one small tier up, one or the other, they usually do. And that generally has enough time, because if you go the free tier, you've got to have a certain amount of downtime. But if you go with that free tier and you can use it within that period, then that works perfectly for you. But you generally don't have to mimic exactly production costs. So that's one thing that I've heard from a few people. It's like, well, it's going to cost me, you know, if I've got five PRs out there with things happen, it's going to cost me a lot of money. There's ways around that. And I think Heroku knows that. That you essentially, you don't want to be spending, you know, if it's costing you $300 a month, the next thing you just to do a simple PR and test that out, it's going to cost you, you know, $20 something. People might be turned off by that, but it's good that you can configure and get around that for simple requests. Of course, if you want to do something more that's closer to production, then you will have to spend that extra money to make it exact. But of course, these are very limited time things. So usually your PRs are fairly short, or hopefully they're short. So you're looking at a very small fraction of your full production cost if you go down that route. But anyway, that's essentially it. I'd like to know your thoughts. Have you been using it? Have you been using it since the beta? How have you found it? What's your kind of processes around it? Have you used certain features? I'd love to know your feedback on it and get your thoughts. So if you send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com, you can send through a tweet to @codacatchup, or you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Now, if you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate it if you leave a comment, rating, review in iTunes. It really helps me as well as anyone else who wants to discover the podcast. It just provides some more visibility there. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.